Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 69 degrees in Richland Center right now. The forecast says we'll hit a high of 80. In the news, a Richland County traffic crash closed both lanes of U.S. Highway 14 East. The accident occurred at the intersection of County Highway TB and Highway 14. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was alerted to the accident at 3:40 Monday afternoon. Highway 14 was closed and traffic was rerouted until after 9 p.m. last night. No other details have been officially released at this time. The Richland County Board of Supervisors has announced a last-minute change to the meeting location for its upcoming session this evening. The meeting, scheduled to begin at 6 p.m., will now take place at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. This decision was made to accommodate the significant community interest surrounding the proposed 765 kV transmission line resolution, as the original boardroom might not have provided sufficient space for the expected attendance. County officials are working to ensure the public remains involved despite the venue change, while every effort is being made to provide a virtual online option for residents who cannot attend in person. The administration cautions that such an option may not be available due to the logistical challenges of the short-notice relocation. Residents are encouraged to attend in person at the Phoenix Center to stay informed on the transmission line developments and other county business. Again, that meeting begins at 6 p.m. Help set local students up for success. The Ithaca Lions Club is stuffing the bus this Wednesday, August 19th from 12 noon to 6:30 p.m. in the Ithaca High School parking lot. Just look for the big bus. They're collecting school supplies, cleaning supplies, and monetary donations to support students and teachers. Your generosity makes a huge difference. Stop by tomorrow and help the Ithaca Lions stuff the bus. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce it will host Corn for a Cause Wednesday from August 26th from 2 to 6 p.m. The event will take place on Park Street, conveniently located outside the hospital's employee entrance, and is open to all members of the public who wish to support a vital local cause. This year's event invites the community to receive fresh sweet corn in exchange for a free will donation, with every dollar raised directly benefiting the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The corn has been generously donated by local Ithaca area farmers Mick and Carly Hipsch, who are contributing their harvest to support the mission of providing aid to local individuals and families impacted by cancer. To ensure a seamless experience for participants, the TRHC Grace team is offering curbside pickup. Community members can simply drive down Park Street, and volunteers will be on hand to deliver the fresh corn directly to their vehicles. In order to share the bounty with as many people as possible, there is a requested limit of 3 dozen ears per person. For those looking for an extra treat, fresh kettle corn will also be available for purchase, with all proceeds from these sales going toward Grace. Sarah Stibbe, the TRHC Grace team lead, expressed her deep gratitude for the partnership with the Hipsch family. She noted that while this marks the second year Mick has donated corn to the hospital, it's the very first time the event has been expanded to include the general public. Last year's internal event was a significant success, raising nearly $1,000 from hospital employees alone. With the invitation now extended to the entire community, the team is optimistic that this year's Corn for a Cause will make an even greater impact in the fight against cancer and the support of local families. The Richland Area Retired Educators Association, RAREA, will have its August event Thursday at the Phoenix Center, with registration beginning at 9 a.m., followed by breakfast and program at 9:30 a.m. The program topic will be Internet Crimes Against Children, presented by Detective Jason Pilla and Lieutenant Lauren Moe of the Richland Center Police Department. RAREA members and their guests need to contact President Barry Roghair with reservations by today at noon. Contact Barry by calling 647-6542. The Richland Center community is preparing for a meaningful afternoon as the City Auditorium hosts the Betty Hayes Baxter Dedication Ceremony August 23rd. taking place from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. This special gathering will serve as a heartfelt tribute to the enduring life and legacy of Betty Hayes, a figure whose impact continues to resonate through the local arts scene. Attendees will gather at the historic venue on North Central Avenue to formally dedicate the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Stage, marking a new chapter for the local landmark. Beyond the ceremonial dedication, the event functions as a vital fundraising initiative aimed at ensuring the auditorium remains a premier space for performance and gathering. All donations collected during the afternoon will be directly allocated to essential stage renovations, providing much-needed upgrades to the venue's infrastructure. The project will specifically focus on modernizing the rigging systems, replacing the stage curtains, and enhancing the professional lighting to support future productions and maintain the auditorium's vibrant role in the community. A post-primary poll is out in the campaign for Wisconsin governor. The bipartisan Badger Battleground poll, commissioned by Platform Communications, finds Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley with a narrow early lead over Congressman Tom Tiffany. The survey of 500 likely voters was conducted through live interviews using a combination of landlines and cell phones August 12th and 13th, immediately after the partisan primaries. Crowley leads Tiffany 48% to 44% in this poll, with Tiffany slightly more defined than Crowley. The Northern Wisconsin Republican is seen as favorable by 38% of voters, unfavorable by 43%. The Milwaukee Democrat is viewed favorably by 43% of voters, unfavorably by 26%, with 31% not yet knowing enough to form an opinion. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has been awarded a significant five-year, $10.5 million federal grant intended to address the urgent special education teacher shortage within the state. This funding, provided through the U.S. Department of Education's State Personnel Development Grant Program, will finance the special education teacher apprenticeship and induction retention system in Wisconsin, known as STAIRS Wisconsin. This statewide initiative is designed to recruit, prepare, and retain specialized educators at a time when the profession faces unprecedented stability challenges. Addressing the workforce crisis is a primary objective of the grant, as current data reveals a critical retention gap where only 43% of special education teachers remain in Wisconsin public schools by their eighth year of service. To counter this trend, STAIRS Wisconsin emphasizes an earn while you learn apprenticeship approach by partnering with the Department of Workforce Development and the Wisconsin Improvement Program for Special Education Leadership. The DPI aims to expand these apprenticeship opportunities and provide robust induction programs that offer coaching, mentoring, and professional learning for emerging leaders and new educators.